This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We don't have time to be wasting on these phony, trumped-up culture wars. This fake outrage.
Yesterday, the kid was convicted in court of both assaults. The first one that happened in a bathroom where he was convicted of rape.
So Barack Obama, who really is a heartless monster, and I'm glad that's clear to everyone now, described the rape of a child as phony right-wing outrage?
You are correct, sir, yes!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Here in Virginia, 1,142 of our children have been in ICU beds in our hospitals.
Fake.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless you start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
All we want is to be treated like human beings, not to be experimented on like guinea pigs or patronized like bunny rabbits.
I don't patronize bunny rabbits.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And you just heard in that intro some of the sound cuts from yesterday's FDA meeting. Food and Drug Administration, they approved the use of the shots, the experimental vaccines for children between the ages of 5 and 11. I don't know how else to describe it other than insanity, because there is no danger to children from this flu, this seasonal flu. I mean, it may be dangerous to older people, maybe dangerous to people with comorbidities, but to children, it's just not dangerous unless they suffer from a comorbidity, a word we didn't used to ever use, but leukemia, some other form of cancer, a brain tumor, something else has to be wrong with a kid to die. And I'm not even sure I trust the numbers of, 700 or whatever children dying from this. But let's play that cut one more time in case you didn't hear it. This is a guy named Dr. Rubin on the FDA panel, and some of the other members are saying, I don't know. Should we really be giving this out when we don't know the effect? And these are little kids, and they don't seem to really be at danger of anything. This is cut 14.
But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless you start giving it. That's just the way it goes.
That's just the way it goes.
Any relation to Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, I know. We have to give the vaccine before we find out how good or bad it is for these kids. Well, considering that basically 100% of them haven't died of COVID, they're doing pretty well without the vaccine. But there's a guy, he's been on the show before. We tried to get him on today. We couldn't get him on. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, he's professor of medicine at Harvard University. And he gave an interview to the Epoch Times before this meeting of the FDA. And we've got some sound cuts from him. And I think it sums it up pretty well. And I don't know. I'm this makes me happy that I don't have a kid that I have to make this decision for. But I think my decision would be, if you have to take that shot to go to school, kid, you're going to a different school or you're going to be homeschooled. Because I wouldn't want to take the chance. I wouldn't want that on my conscience for the rest of my life. And I understand 90%, 99.99999% are probably not going to be harmed. But I was talking to a guy I know who's on his job is on the chopping block right now. And we were talking about this guy high up in the law enforcement in Massachusetts, and he got two shots and he had a stroke. And so you know what they're saying? Oh, it's these are anecdotal stories. A stroke is very anecdotal unless you or somebody you know or love has a stroke. then it's not so anecdotal. You know, if you have a kid and the kid gets a heart murmur or loses feelings in his feet or her feet because of this test, it's not an anecdote, is it? But anyway, this is Dr. Martin Kulldorff with the Epoch Times. Cut one.
I don't think children should be vaccinated for COVID. I'm a huge fan of vaccinating children for measles, for mumps, for polio, from rotavirus, and many other diseases. It's absolutely critical. But COVID is not a huge threat to children. They can be infected, just that they can get the common cold. But they're not a big threat. They don't die from this.
I'll go on. I just got the story in front of me, except in very rare circumstances. So if you want to talk about protecting children or keeping children safe, I think we can talk about traffic accidents, for example, which they really are at some risk. And then he talks about these masks and the just and we're going to get into the masks, what happened in Brevard County, Florida, where this girl, 7-year-old girl with special needs, they tied the mask around her face. It had been going on for 6 weeks, and one day they neglected to untie the mask before they sent her home. And her parents, one of whom's a physician, they went crazy, as you would or I would if it had happened to one of our children. But anyway, this is Dr. Martin Kulldorff on mask, cut two.
So this is idea that has been sort of going around that masks will save us or protect us. They might do a tiny bit from these randomized studies, but they are surely not a game changer. And even if they do prevent a little bit, that might just prolong the time until somebody gets infected.
So thank God then Joe Biden was not infecting anyone, nor was he being infected last night when he was walking around maskless at that quote-unquote rally in Northern Virginia. So, and then he talks about mandates. I mean, and again, he's saying something that's obvious, but the fact is he's a professor and he's at the Harvard Medical School. And his words are totally unheeded, of course, because he's like Dr. Scott Atlas or like Alex Berenson, the journalist, who follows this stuff very closely. I mean, he's a skeptic, so he must be totally disregarded, if not totally canceled and destroyed. Cut three.
I think they are bad because the manners are based on the fact on some kind of a questioning of national immunity. And it doesn't matter whether you're a nurse or a truck driver or a longshoreman or a pilot or whatever, they know that national immunity exists. Many know they've had it. And to force them to take a vaccine that they don't need just undermines trust in public health. To force people to do things that is not needed. So I'm just astonished that the medical community and CDC and hospital presidents and university presidents would impose this.
Well, I think Dr. Kulldorff knows that this is not so much about public health as about compliance, submission to the deep state at this point. And then he makes the obvious point, again, that we all know, but he has the credentials, and that this isn't going away. It doesn't matter how many people you vaccinate. You know, you're not going to make it go away. The Spanish flu was still around for 50 years or so after it ran amok a little over 100 years ago. But it just becomes another another malady, another virus that most people have herd immunity from. Cut four.
A disease like COVID or like the flu or any other of the coronaviruses, they cannot be eradicated. It's something that we will live with forever. And I guess as we live with other four common coronaviruses that give us the common cold. So the pandemic is going to end, but it's going to move into endemic stage where it will be around. People will be infected occasionally. As we get infected, that will sort of trigger the immune system again. And we're not going to have the serious outcomes as we ever had because very few people will be susceptible.
Very few people are susceptible now. Let's be frank about it. Again, unless you're very, very old or very, very sick or very, very fat. Other than that, this you can probably survive. You can most likely survive. And, you know, everybody has to die. You know, they were talking, we were talking about that FBI agent, the crooked FBI agent who, you know, is Zip Connolly, was involved in mob hits down here in Florida. And now he's been released to go home. But he has to go back to Florida if he's discovered not to be terminally ill. But what is terminally ill? We're all terminally ill, ultimately, aren't we? Everybody's going to die of something. 844-500-4242. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that gives you energy you need and are good for you, too. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your entire day without a caffeine crash. I'm holding them up for the Rumble audience and all the other social media we're on. And you can see it's wrapped in foil like a candy. It tastes good like a candy, but it's good for you. It doesn't give you the empty calories. It gives you a boost of energy. It's good for your heart health, your blood pressure, your circulation. It's just a good product. Because Super Beats Heart Chews are unique, clinically researched, and have grapeseed extract that promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. I usually have one in the morning before I even have my first cup of coffee, and I'm going to have one as soon as I finish doing this spot to give me a boost of energy for the rest of the show. They make me feel great, and I choose Super Beats Heart Chews for heart-healthy energy, and you should too. Here's my bag. I'm running low. I'm going to have to order some more here in the studio. And do you guys have any left in Massachusetts there, Taylor? Or is
no,
it all gone?
No, it's pretty dry up here.
Okay, we'll get you some more now that I'm coming back for a week or so when Grace gets married. We'll order some more Super Beats Heart Chews. Everybody loves them, and you will too. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Join over 1 million customers, get free shipping, free returns, and 90-day money-back guarantee. And right now, just right now, you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews. Super Beats Radio .com/Howie. That's where you go. SuperBeatsRadio.com/Howie. That's SuperBeatsRadio.com/Howie. SuperBeatsRadio.com/Howie. Down the hatch. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Get $10 off plus free shipping on their 11-day supply bottle. Order today at balance7.com and put in code Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The man who shot 11 times at Boston police officers during the George Floyd riots was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Is that enough?
Not nearly.
95% say no.
Yeah. And again, I guess we should try to see the glasses half full. You know, at least he's going away a little bit. I don't think he's any of the other 52 people that were arrested during those that rioting and looting, vandalism spree, attempted murder of police officers. I don't think any of them went to prison. At least one of them went to prison. But I know he deserved more. He deserved a lot more time. I want to play one more cut before we're going to go to the phone calls about this. Do kids need to be vaccinated? It's pretty clear, isn't it? And this is, again, Dr. Martin Kulldorff talking about, you know, this wave of firings that that Joe Biden and Charlie Parker and all the and Lori Lightfoot and all these idiots, all these Democrats, or some of them in Republican clothing, are promoting. Cut five.
So this idea that you're going to fire a nurse who was working in the COVID wards for many months taking care of COVID patients who got infected, who recovered, and who now have better immunity than those hospital administrators who were sitting at home or doing Zoom meetings.
Thank you.
And who then didn't get COVID but got vaccinated. They have less immunity than this nurse who was at the front line taking care of patients, but now those administrators are firing those nurses. Even though they have better immunity. So we should do the opposite. Hospitals should hire nurses and other staff with natural immunity.
Thank you, Dr. Kulldorff, for stating that what we all know to be true, just not because we have medical degrees, but because of common sense. What a mess. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. This expansion of the vaccine to use in kids is nothing more than a play to drive up the stock of Moderna and Pfizer. Moderna was a company that's at the beginning of 2020 was a $20 stock. It's now a $500 stock. The company never did anything but lose money, and then all of a sudden, its sales went from $65 million in 2019 to, I think it went to $600 million the following year. And just what has happened, just as when the vaccine for adults started to go down, their stock went to get down. And that's all of a sudden when the FDA came in and approved the use for children. It's just to drive up. It's just
and the vote was 17-0. I mean, you'd think they would have a few skeptical people on the Food and Drug Administration, wouldn't you? Theater, you know, just to make it seem like there was a real debate going on, you know, so it could be 15-2 or 14-3. No, it was 17-0. It's also come out this week that Joe Rogan did an interview with a guy, a doctor who treats members of Congress. I think his name is Pierre Corey, and K-O-R-Y. And he has said that he has given, or he knows people that have given, ivermectin, which, again, that's the thing they call the horse dewormer, right? The horse dewormer. He has given that to between 100 and 200 members of Congress. And think about that. There's 535 members of Congress, and if 200 of them have gotten it, that's close to 40%. But yet, in the mainstream media, ivermectin continues to be derided and snickered over as a horse dewormer. And it's also extremely cheap too, much like hydroxychloroquine, compared to these experimental drugs that are being pushed. And today, I think Maria Bartiromo had somebody on. She may have been from Moderna or one of those companies. And they said it was the CEO, and he said that we may need a booster shot every year. Every year. And, you know, again, look at your vaccine passport if you've had the shot. You got your two shots. Why are there two or three more slots there to be filled out if you got your two shots? Why, you know, if you got a J&J, you were Johnson & Johnson, you were only supposed to get one shot. Why did you need a card with four empty lines on it? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? 844-500-4242. We'll continue with this and talk about what happened in Brevard County, Florida, with that little girl who had the mask tied, a special needs student with Down syndrome, with the mask tied around her face. And we'll talk about Terry McAuliffe lying about the number of children who have been hospitalized in Virginia. It's so outrageous that even the Washington Post the leading purveyor of panic porn in the deep state, gave him 4 Pinocchios for lying. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just want to give you a couple of a quick update on this situation in Brevard County. This is going on everywhere around the country, this kind of stuff, but this is particularly outrageous. These parents in Brevard County in Florida have accused the local school of using a nylon rope to tie a mask on their 7-year-old special needs daughter for weeks without their knowledge or consent. Sophia Steele, 7, has Down syndrome and an enlarged tongue, which puts her at serious risk while wearing a mask. The girl's father, Dr. Jeffrey Steele, believed she was exempt from the school's mask mandate as she had been returning home without one. One day, the school forgot to remove it before sending her back to the parents. The Federalist reports, quote, officials at the school had been bullying Sophia to put the mask on for 6 weeks, backed by BPS's illegal mask mandate, which had been pushed by lightning rod school board member Jennifer Jenkins, a Democrat. Why is it always Democrats that are pushing these dictatorial or Orwellian dystopian mandates on people? It's never the Republicans. Well, there's Charlie Parker, but you know, I'm talking about on school boards. School officials resorted to tying the mask to Sophia's face with rope after she rejected their efforts to affix the mask via the ear loops. Sophia's family is pursuing legal action. Dr. Steele told the Federalist that medically she could asphyxiate and all sorts of medical things could happen because of her breathing and her enlarged tongue. It could cause seizures. Let me play a couple of cuts from him before we go back to the phone lines here at 844-500-4242. So this is Dr. Steele talking about the mask that was placed on his 7-year-old daughter with special needs. Cut number 7.
Why in the world, since the mandate happened back in September, and you were going to begin to put this on my child, and now then tie it on my child, would you never pick up the phone and call me and ask me to give me my informed consent, which never happened, which legislation and the IEP requirements require them to do, and they did not follow that.
We don't need no stinking rules. We're Democrats here at the public schools. Haven't you read, we'll have the FBI investigating you, pal, for complaining about the way your daughter's being treated. What are you, a domestic terrorist? Cut 8.
The mask was quite tight on her face, which was, of course, obstructing her ability to speak and her ability to breathe.
Cut 9.
When this child got off the bus and had the mask, it was tied around the back of her head underneath her ponytail, and it was quite tight around her face.
I don't mean to pander to the audience or to demagogue, but what would you do if your kid came off a school bus and you saw that was going on, especially if the kid had Down syndrome? You know, what would you do? They asked the father this. Cut 10.
I was quite angry, so I waited 4 days from the Thursday the 7th until Tuesday after Columbus Day to go in and speak because I really needed to calm down.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't need to calm down? His state rep is a guy named Randy Fine. He's a Republican, obviously, and this is what he had to say about the school employees who did this to this poor little kid. Cut 11.
There's a special place in hell for these people who have done this to this man's daughter.
844-500-4242. Lana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lana.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the 5 to 11, ages 5 to 11 approval that came
yes.
in yesterday.
Yes.
With regards to the vaccine. So I don't know if you've already said this quote. I apologize if you have, but one of the voting members who voted for this, of course, it was 17-0. He said this during the meeting. He said, but we're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it.
Right. Yeah, we played the cut.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
He's a doctor, by the way, Lana. Would you go to him for a treatment of a hangnail?
I wouldn't go to him for anything. And the scary part is that parents are just simply not paying attention. They only tested, so to speak, 1,500 kids, and they followed one group of these kids for 2 months and one group for 2.5 weeks. That's it, to see if there were any dangerous effects from the vaccine.
I know. And they keep using this phrase. Well, at that meeting, they kept saying, well, 700 kids have died. Well, first of all, do you believe any numbers that come out of these agencies, whether they're state, local, or federal? Number two, again, I come back to this. I mention it every day. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins, when the number was about half of this, about 350 or so, he had his researchers go back, and they could not discover a single kid who had died of just COVID alone. They all had comorbidities. And the third point, and I guess it's as important as the others, there are 28 million kids in this age group, 28 million kids, and 700 have died. How many have died in auto accidents since March of 2020, Lana? I dare say there's a lot more.
Yeah, they have a greater chance of getting struck by lightning than dying from the COVID virus. It's a statistical zero for this age group. It's absurd, and they're going to start killing our kids. They really are.
I just don't understand why this isn't being raised by more media, by more politicians. The numbers alone, that they don't justify what they're about to do to the youth of America. They don't need masks either. And the Commonwealth of Massachusetts just extended the mask mandate to January 15th, and it's certain to be extended beyond that, because as somebody said yesterday, they'll say, oh, they just came back from Christmas. We don't know where they've been. We don't know who they've been with. Oh, we got to continue it to St. Patrick's Day now. Oh, and then it'll just say, oh, well, there's only a couple of months left, so we'll just keep it going for the rest of the year. And then they'll give them the standardized testing, and they'll say, oh, there's been another measurable drop to new lows this year. Why aren't the kids learning anything in school? Thanks for the call, Lana. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I'd like to thank you for your show and a couple of others, or else we would never hear the voices of these dissenting doctors. But the point I wanted to make, if I had a child in the age range that we're talking about, I would rather the child caught COVID with no more problems than a severe cold and be immune for the rest of his life than have to take boosters every year or more, maybe more right. often for the rest of his life.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you, Frank. I always used to get a flu shot every year. You know, just because I figured I gotta be at work every day because I own the company and you know people are I'm responsible for people, et cetera, et cetera. I'm gonna get out of that habit. I don't believe anything anymore about these shots. I'm gonna still keep getting a shingle shot because I had such a bad case a few years back. But I think that's about it for me. I'm out. I don't trust anything these people say anymore. And I think I've learned it the hard way. I don't think I'm being ignorant. I think I'm using my learning over the last 18 months to come to this conclusion that these people are, to a large degree, not 100%. They're full of bleep. You know, I don't trust them anymore. I just don't trust them. Thanks for the call, Frank. 844-500-4242. Let's play one more cut from Dr. Kulldorff, and he's talking about how unfortunate it is that we have the mask mandate. Speaking of BS, the mask mandates. I mean, how absurd is this? And again, if you don't think it's absurd, go back tonight when you get home and look at Joe Biden working that crowd with no mask on after he is after he's been basically cheerleading for firing people who don't want to go along with these insane diktats that he's been putting forward and Fauci's been pushing forward when he isn't going after beagles or orphan kids in New York to experiment with AIDS drugs on them. Cut six.
All this emphasis on masks, I think, has been very unfortunate because it means that the other things that we don't emphasize, things that actually would help, like, for example, of course, vaccines is one example of the vaccinating older people, and that has been emphasized. But reducing staff rotation in nursing homes, for example, or testing nursing home staff more, or using people with natural immunity in nursing homes.
Yeah. You know, this thing about the nursing homes, people are their memory is starting to fade about how many of the victims came out of the nursing homes. At one point, it was over half of the people who've died from COVID have been in nursing homes. And, you know, yesterday they were saying, well, we need to keep the masks mandate in the schools in Massachusetts because 18,000 people have died in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Guess what? Over half of those people died in nursing homes. Nursing homes that were regulated by the governor of Massachusetts, obviously very incompetently. And they had the numbers were so high that they changed the way they reported the nursing home deaths to bring it under 50%. But then the real number is over half died in nursing homes. And it's like Dr. Kulldorff said, they nursing homes have a lot of money. Nursing homes gave the governor of Massachusetts $52,000. They gave the Speaker of the House $45,000. They gave his lieutenant governor $35,000. And guess what? The State Department of Public Health, the notoriously corrupt State Department of Public Health, which falsified, in a different case, 65,000 criminal drug tests, looked the other way. And 9,000 people died. And now a five-year-old has to wear a mask in the public schools in Massachusetts and will soon have to get a vaccination. 844-500-4242. You may have just received an email from me about a special offer. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Terry McAuliffe in Virginia just keeps lying about the number of kids that are sick with COVID in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the Washington Post has been giving him a pass on it. It's hilarious, this story by the fact checker, Glenn Kessler. When we first queried the McAuliffe campaign about his figures, he was lying, in other words. We were told it was a slip of the tongue. Okay, we understand that, and so we passed on a fact check. But then his tongue kept slipping. On September 28th, he said there were 8,000 corona cases yesterday in Virginia. Actually, there were fewer than 2,000 confirmed cases that day. And what about McAuliffe's October 7th comment that there were 1,142 children in ICU beds? That number seemed totally off kilter. For the weekend at October 2nd, the number of children in hospitals, not necessarily in intensive care, was just 35. So you want to hear, these are the lies. This is actually one of the lies. Cut 23.
Here in Virginia, 1,142 of our children have been in ICU beds in our hospitals. Last week, two 11-year-olds died from COVID.
There were 35, not 1,142. And I don't know if those two kids really died. The Washington Post didn't even get into that. Or if they died from a brain tumor or something else. And they just died with COVID as opposed to from COVID. 844-500-4242. And again, you can always text Howie to 63566 to join the text club. And you can always watch us on Rumble every day. And how do you get onto Rumble, Taylor?
Rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. And, you can get a, you can become a subscriber. Doesn't cost anything, and you just get a message every time we go on the air. And also visit us at HowieCarrShow.com. Check out my columns, which come out every other day. And Howie's homework, you can see all the stories we're talking about. It's a good way to catch up on the news very quickly. HowieCarrShow.com. And you can also buy stuff. We've got all kinds. We've still got gift certificates to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, and Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. These are great amusement centers in Marlboro, Mass., and in Laconia, New Hampshire. Check it out, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. Mike from Maine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Taking my call. This vaccination mandate, to me anyway, and I think it's becoming clear to a lot of other people, that it's just a tyrant's test balloon to see how many people are going to bow the knee to this stuff, to make these fools think that they're the gods they think they are. And then just another comment on this Virginia election.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to hear your take on it. I wonder, they keep talking about how close the vote is. Oh, it's so close. 46-46, 49-49. And I don't want to be cynical, but I'm wondering how close it's going to be after they find thousands of votes in the trunk of somebody's car in the back of a school, or when they count the votes in the suitcases they're going to bring in. And
we're all thinking the same thing, Mike. We got to keep our fingers crossed and hope that the Virginia Republican Party is prepared for the onslaught of voter fraud that is coming.
Well, absolutely. And just a quick note on you mentioned about the impeachment of Biden the other day, and I'm thinking, if nothing else, as far as impeachment of Baghdad Joe, I think that they could make the case to impeach him as a serial sniffer and an imposter as commander-in-chief.
Do you think that qualifies under high crimes and misdemeanors, serial sniffing? I don't know about that. I think it's Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia that's introduced resolutions of impeachment in the House. But, until you... they can't get it. They can't even get the House is the grand jury. They can't even get the article sent to the Senate until they have a Republican majority. And then you'd have a few people like Liz Cheney and Kensinger from Illinois who would still be there even if they're gone in the next elections. So you'd need a few Democrat votes probably to get it over to the Senate. And then the Senate's 50-50. You got to get a 2/3 vote. It's not going to happen, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton, who Bill Clinton clearly committed felonies, which certainly is a high crime. He lied under oath in a deposition. That's why he lost his law license, and they still wouldn't convict him. We had a felon in the White House with Bill Clinton. And you can't just say, Orange Man Bad wanted to overturn the system. Orange Man Bad was much less of a danger than Biden. But I'm not even sure Biden's a criminal at this point. He's a sleaze, but maybe not technically a felon. I'm Howie Carr.